This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Semblix, active ingredient, S. asiminib. This leaflet provides important information about using Semblix. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Semblix. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Semblix? Semblix contains the active ingredient asiminib. Semblix treats a type of blood cancer, leukemia, in which the body produces too many abnormal white blood cells. Chronic phase, CP, is the first phase of this blood cancer. Semblix is used to treat patients 18 years and over with Philadelphia chromosome-positive chronic myeloid leukemia, PH+ CML in CP, who were previously treated with two or more medicines of a similar type called tyrosine kinase inhibitors, are newly diagnosed and have received no previous treatment, - have a certain genetic difference, mutation called T315I. Semblix blocks the action of a protein, BCR-ABL1, of the abnormal white blood cells and stops them expanding and growing. What should I know before take Semblix? Warnings. Do not take Semblix if you are allergic to asiminib or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions. Take any medicines for any other condition. Have or have ever had severe upper stomach pain, inflamed pancreas, pancreatitis. Have or have ever had a hepatitis B infection. This is because during treatment with Semblix, hepatitis B may become active again. Patients will be carefully checked by their doctor for signs of this infection before starting treatment. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Your doctor will discuss with you the potential risks of taking Semblix during pregnancy or breastfeeding. It is not known if Semblix passes into your breast milk. Breastfeeding is not recommended during treatment with Semblix, and for at least 3 days after the last dose. Females of childbearing potential. Semblix can harm your unborn baby. If you are a woman of childbearing age, your doctor, pharmacist, or healthcare provider will check if you are pregnant and perform a pregnancy test, if necessary, before starting treatment with Semblix. If you may become pregnant, you should use an effective birth control during treatment with Semblix, and for at least 3 days after the last dose, ask your doctor about effective birth control options. Children and adolescents. Semblix is not to be used in children or adolescents under 18 years of age. It is not known whether Semblix is safe and effective in children or adolescents. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Semblix and affect how it works. Medicines used to treat bacterial infections such as clarithromycin, tulithromycin, or trolleandomycin. Medicines used to treat fungal infections such as itraconazole, ketoconazole, or voriconazole. Medicines used to treat human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, such as ritonavir, indinavir, nelfinavir, or saquinavir. An antibiotic used to treat infections caused by bacteria, rifampicin. Medicines used to treat seizures such as carbamazepine, phenobarbital, or phenytoin. St. John's wort, also known as Hypericum perforatum, a herbal medicine used to treat depression and other conditions. Food also interferes with Semblix and affects how it works. Therefore, do not take Semblix with food. Semblix may interfere with some medicines and affect how they work. Medicines used to treat pain, or used as sedatives before or during medical or surgical procedures, such as alfentanil, fentanyl, or midazolam. Medicines used to treat migraine or dementia, such as dihydroergotamine or ergotamine. Medicines used to reduce the blood's ability to clot, such as warfarin. Medicines used to treat severe inflammation of the bowel, or severe rheumatic joint inflammation, such as sulfasalazine. Medicines used to treat cancer, severe rheumatic joint inflammation, or psoriasis, such as methotrexate. Medicines used to reduce blood cholesterol levels, such as pravastatin, atorvastatin, rosuvastatin, and simvastatin. Caution should be used when taking Semglix with medicines that may have an unwanted effect on the electrical activities of the heart, Torsades D points, such as Bepridil, Chloroquine, Clarithromycin, Halofantrin, Haloperidol, Methadone, Moxifloxacin, or Pimazide. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Semglix. How do I take Semglix? How much to take? Take Semglix exactly as your doctor tells you. Do not change your dose, or how frequently you take Semglix, or stop taking Semglix, unless your doctor tells you to. When to take Semglix? If instructed to take daily dose, once a day take dose at the same time each day. If instructed to take dose twice a day, take each dose at the same times each day, approximately 12 hours apart. How to take Semglix? Take Semglix without food. You should avoid eating for at least 2 hours before and 1 hour after taking Semglix. Swallow tablets whole. Do not break, crush, or chew Semglix tablets. If you forget to use Semglix, Semglix should be used regularly at approximately the same time each day. If you take Semglix once daily, if you miss your dose at the usual time by more than 12 hours, skip the missed dose and take the next one as usual. If you take Semglix twice daily, if you miss your dose at the usual time by more than 6 hours, skip the missed dose and take the next one as usual. If you take too much Semglix, if you think that you have taken too much Semglix, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while taking Semglix? Things you should do. Keep all doctor's appointments, as your doctor needs to regularly monitor your condition. Call your doctor straight away if you experience rash, itching, hives, difficulty breathing, wheezing, or coughing, lightheadedness, dizziness, skin reddening, face/throat swelling, blue discoloration of the lips, tongue, or skin, signs of allergic reaction. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Semglix. Things you should not do. Do not stop taking this medicine suddenly. Monitoring during your treatment. You will have regular tests including blood tests during treatment. These tests will monitor the amount of blood cells, white blood cells, red blood cells and platelets. The levels of pancreas enzymes, amylase and lipase, the levels of electrolytes, potassium, magnesium, your heart rate, this could include an electrocardiogram/ECG and your blood pressure, driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how Semglix affects you. If you experience dizziness, or changes to your vision, such as blurred vision, you should not take part in these activities. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. There are no known interactions between Semglix and alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Store below 25 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to take this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Respiratory such as nose, throat, or sinus infections. Cough. Stomach side effects such as diarrhea, vomiting, feeling sick, nausea, stomach pain, hormone problems, tiredness, weight gain, skin and hair changes, underactive thyroid gland, general such as tiredness, pale skin, headache, dizziness, rash, pain in muscles, bones or joints, itching, loss of appetite, blurred vision, dry eyes, generalized swelling, tiredness, weight gain and hair changes, underactive thyroid gland. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. If these side effects become severe, please tell your doctor, pharmacist, or healthcare provider. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Signs of an allergic reaction including trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, or tongue, skin rash or flushing of your skin, feeling dizzy or faint, fever, fast heartbeat, fever, coughing, difficulty breathing, wheezing, signs of lower respiratory tract infections, chest pain, or difficulty breathing or shortness of breath, irregular heartbeat, swelling in the ankles or feet, dizziness, weight gain, numbness or weakness on one side of your body, decreased vision / loss of vision, trouble talking, pain in your arms, legs, back, neck or jaw, headache, severe stomach area pain. This could be related to heart problems, sudden bleeding or bruising, blood in your urine or stool, fever or any signs of infection. This could be related to low blood counts, fever, sore throat, frequent infections, influenza, fever above 38 degrees Celsius, severe upper stomach pain, sudden stomach area pain or discomfort, nausea or vomiting. This could be related to pancreas problems, symptoms of elevated blood pressure including confusion, headaches, dizziness, chest pain or shortness of breath. What to do? Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Semblix contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Asiminib. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Lactose monohydrate. Microcrystalline cellulose. Hyperlose. Cross-carmelose sodium. Polyvinyl alcohol. Titanium dioxide. Magnesium stearate. Purified talc. Silicon dioxide. Iron oxide. 20 mg. Yellow and red. 40 mg. An. 100 mg, black and red, lecithin, xanthan gum. Potential allergens. Sugars as lactose and soybean products. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Semblix looks like. Semblix is supplied as Semblix 20 mg film-coated tablets. The tablets are pale yellow, round, biconvex, film-coated tablets with beveled edges, approximately 6.2 mm diameter, unscored, debossed with Novartis logo on one side and 20 on the other side in Semblix 20 mg film-coated tablets in blister packs containing 20 or 60 tablets, OSTAR 371019. Semblix 20 mg film-coated tablets in bottles containing 20 or 60 tablets, OSTAR 407914. Semblix 40 mg film-coated tablets, the tablets are violet white, round, biconvex, film-coated tablets with beveled edges, approximately 8.2 mm diameter, unscored, debossed with Novartis logo on one side and 40 on the other side in Semblix 40 mg film-coated tablets in blister packs containing 20 or 60 tablets, OSTAR 371018. Semblix 40 mg film-coated tablets in bottles containing 20, 60, or 300 tablets, OSTAR 407913. Semblix 100 mg film coated tablets. The tablets are light red, unscored, round, biconvex film coated tablet with beveled edges, approximately 11.2 mm diameter, debossed with 100 on one side and Novartis logo on the other side. Semblix 100 mg film coated tablets in bottles containing 28 or 60 tablets. Ostar 466033. Not all products may be marketed. Who distributes Semblix? Semblix is supplied in Australia by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Australia Pty Ltd. ABN 1-800-424-4160. 54 Waterloo Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 2113. Telephone 1-800-671-2203. Website www.novartis.com.au. This leaflet was prepared in August 2025. Set 210,825C, based on PI set 210,825I.